Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mrs. Jeffries Pinches the Post by Emily Brightwell, narrated by Jennifer M. Dixon. Chapter 1. I'm afraid there isn't much hope, Dr. Douglas Wiltshire said, as he and his companion walked down the long hall. He glanced at the closed sick-room door. Oscar Daggett, the world's worst hypochondriac, was currently lying in his sick bed, suffering from a mild case of indigestion.
"Have you tried everything, sir?"
Mrs. Benchley, the housekeeper for Oscar Daggett, asked. "Everything. There's nothing left to be done. Sad as it is, all living things only have so much time allotted to them on this earth. When it's over, death is inevitable."
"It seems such a shame, sir. You've worked so hard to keep the old stick alive, too."
"Even I'm not a miracle worker, and my best efforts simply weren't good enough this time, Mrs. Benchley. It's nature's way, I suppose." He shrugged and smiled as a young maid carrying a stack of linens slipped into the sick man's room. Dr. Wiltshire knew he ought to check on his patient before he left, but he really didn't see the point. He'd already told Daggett he was going to be fine. Besides, he simply wasn't up to listening to the man whine. Except for the indigestion, there wasn't a thing wrong with the fellow. But Daggett would moan and wail as if he had the grim reaper nipping at his heels. Dr. Wiltshire and Oscar Daggett had played this game many times. Daggett ate too much, drank too much, smoked too much, and took absolutely no action.